Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday the 8th of January. Today we're talking about clothes. We're talking about what to wear in the gym, what to wear so you don't look like a fool. Again, this is at the request of our listeners, so this should be a fun time getting into it.
I like that the listeners are not choosing topics.
Yeah,
it's not
too.
So much of, it's, I know this sounds lame, it's less work for us because we know exactly what you want to hear, and usually your topics are stuff that we know really well.
Right.
Which is
a lot
nice.
Of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of them are just like opinions that we have like facts that back it up.
Right.
But yeah, I think that I like that when you guys email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com and give us ideas, we answer them.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of how we roll.
Yep. So send us your questions, comments, topic suggestions, and we'll get on that. What to wear? Well, let's start, before we get into what to wear in the gym, let's start with what not to wear in the gym. Because I think that'll whittle things down
jeans.
Quite a bit. Why jeans?
Jeans in general, well, besides the fact that you, unless, I just say no jeans, period, because it's hard to move in them.
Uh-huh.
They're constricting. And also, the fabric itself ruins the material on like the benches and stuff
right.
like that because
the
like the metal
vinyl
the vinyl and the leather of the benches, it will mess up the
yep.
equipment.
Completely agree. Jeans are a big no-no. Also with that, dress shoes we'll get to sandals,
okay.
But dress shoes bother me because you have the guy who walks into the gym who is looks like he just came from work and he just changed his shirt. And all he has on is a workout shirt, and he's got dress pants and dress shoes on. Which, in and of itself, is nothing, doesn't have anything wrong with it. Like, if you can afford the dry cleaning bill of your pants, but to me that's saying that you're not willing to work out hard enough to actually get a good sweat.
The only thing that remotely I'm okay with is, let's say he got to the gym and realized he forgot his pants and his gym shoes.
Okay.
Which, and it would be like a one-time thing. But I know what you're talking about where it's like every time this
oh,
guy
yeah.
wears that
there's
thing.
There's the guy who
there's,
comes in.
You know, yes, I understand there's weird stipulations where you get to the gym and you're like, I've been there. Where I'm like, oh, I don't have a clean pair of underwear. You know, after
yes,
I've taken a shower and stuff like that, I'm like, crap, I don't have a pair of clean of underwear. Where I've just, you know, put my gym shorts on and just kind of booked it out. Like,
right.
Hope that nobody really was...
Well, no one can see.
No one can really tell, but it's kind of that I know, so I just kind of get out as fast as possible.
Right, right. All right, what's another big no-no in
sandals.
Your book? Sandals.
Sandals, first and foremost. My favorite is when people wear flip-flops. That, to me, I find is, A, just dumb, because, first off, if you're lifting weights, there is a probability that you could drop a weight on your foot. Granted, is a shoe, an athletic shoe, really going to protect you from the weight dropping? No. But is having a sandal going to protect you? Not at all.
Right.
Like,
the shoe will keep everything contained at least.
Yeah.
So when you go to the hospital, you'll have all the parts. A sandal, you could lose the parts.
You're going
to
lose the parts. And then also, you can't really get that great of foot like stability. Just like
I would
positioning.
I would rather you would be barefoot than sandals.
Yeah, because you're going to slip around
yeah.
on a sandal.
Yeah.
And my favorite are, like, I call them the Jesus sandals, where they, like, kind of have the connection around the wrist. Like
oh,
the ankle.
Oh, like the Tevas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where those I'm not – my thing is that is still a sandal. I can see – my thing – I don't like seeing people's feet. That's gross to me. Like, put
why?
The, at the gym, that's weird. I don't want to see your feet hanging out in the gym, sweating, smelling.
See, my
it's
feet
weird.
Don't smell.
But –
they actually smell
yours
worse.
Yours don't, but what I'm saying is there's those nasty people at the gym.
Oh.
I know what I'm talking about, where, like, they're snaggle nails and they've got, like, weird yellow funk. No, it's
I've
gross.
Got a good story.
Okay.
We, at the gym, Saturday, there's a, might have been Monday, I don't know, one of these days, this guy comes up to me. I'm helping our group exercise director move some things from our back room. And one of the members comes up to me and says, hey, like, because Tom, the Drubex guy, and I were walking around, and, like, we were smelling something. And we were like, oh, it must be coming from the vents. Something must have gotten the vents and died, blah, blah, blah. Because we were like, man, this is bad. It smelled horrible. And you could smell it all throughout the upstairs gym floor. One of the members walks up and is like, hey, are you guys going to take care of that? We're like, we don't know what it is. He's like, it's that guy. And points to one of the members. This member does not wash his clothes. So we walked behind him and smelled him. Awful.
Oh, wow.
Awful. Like, and then he came in the next day. Like, and so he left before we had a chance to talk to him. But and then he comes back in like a couple days later. Still smells. Like he wears the exact same stuff every single day to the gym and does not wash it.
It's not, and not to be right, but there's like an ethnic group that like doesn't wash.
This is
like
a white guy. This is a white guy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is a, I mean, if you want to bring race into it, 100% white. And so then yesterday I'm walking around downstairs and he had just taken a shower. He smells like peppermint. I was like, oh, interesting.
That's an interesting.
Yeah.
Scent.
It was an interesting, like, contrast to go from smelling like Satan's butthole to peppermint.
That's odd.
Yeah.
But, okay. So sandals I just don't like because I don't want to see your feet. That's just my personal opinion, is I just don't want to see your feet.
Right.
It's weird.
Okay. And you know, there is a safety concern. Unless you're going to a yoga or Pilates class, you should be wearing shoes on the workout floor.
Oh, yeah.
Another big no-no, wash your clothes, or, you know, don't
wash your clothes.
I mean, that's just basic sanitary, you know, stuff, but gym clothes need to be washed just as much as regular clothes.
Oh,
if not more. Yeah.
If not way more.
I mean, I hardly ever double up on workout clothes.
My thing is like, I'll wear, like, a shirt Monday, and then when I leave, I put on a new shirt. Like, I'll have an extra shirt. So, I get to the gym, I'm wearing a blue shirt. Uh-huh. When I leave the gym, I've showered, I put on a red shirt. That's just to, like, get me back home where I then change and get ready for work kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But I then wear the red shirt to work out on Tuesday. I then wear a yellow shirt when I leave. The yellow shirt I then wear. So, I don't, you know, use, at the end of the day, 10 shirts. I only use 6.
That makes sense.
You know, kind of. And that's a way that I cut down. Because I'm only wearing the shirt for, like, a half hour
right
afterwards, and I've just taken a shower, so it's not
right, not a big deal.
Yeah.
So let's get on to some actual attire that you could wear to the gym. So starting with shoes, Tyler and I mentioned that we are not big fans of Nike shoes. Nike tends to bend in the wrong spot when it comes to walking and running.
I do like the Nike Free.
I was about to say that as well. I was thinking about getting a pair of those.
I like them.
They're very cool.
And the thing that's nice about them is that they, I can never say this word, it's not stimulate, it's they simulate a glove on your foot, and they move with your foot, because literally every quarter of an inch or whatnot, there's a line straight across the sole, so your foot can move
right
with the thing, and they're super lightweight.
They're a minimalist shoe.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in barefooting, I would recommend the Nike Free. I see a lot of martial artists wear them with their training, because since they fight barefoot, it helps them out. So that's a good shoe. If you are concerned about support, again, I'm not a big fan of shoes that have massive support. I think your foot can fix itself, but if you need something with massive support, I like New Balance.
I enjoy New Balance as well. I've always owned New Balance shoes.
Yeah.
I'm also enjoying Asics the more and more I learn about them. Under Armour has a pair of shoes that I like. That I've tried them on. They fit well. I haven't bought them and worn them for long periods of time. I'm not sold on the concept of when you go to the shoe department or whatnot, when it says this shoe's for walking, this shoe's for running, this shoe's stability. Like, I kind of think that that's just a marketing ploy.
A part of it is, part of it's the amount of stability you get. I like, I mean, for most gym goers, cross trainers are, is what you're going to want because that they're kind of a bit of everything, a little bit of stability, some mobility. But if all you care about is looks, one of my favorites, Puma.
Oh, yeah.
I think Pumas look great. And they're cool shoes. And if all you're looking for is looks, then it doesn't really matter what brand. There's not really anything to stay away from.
Not anything, because a lot of times, if you're on the treadmill, I would probably get a shoe that is very comfortable. But if you're on the elliptical, you're not doing much. If you're on a step, it's not much. Like, you're not, if it's comfortable, that's kind of what I tell people when they ask me about shoes. I go, are you going to work out in this shoe?
Right.
Yes, then get this shoe. If this shoe doesn't feel good and you're not going to work out in it, then don't buy the shoe. I don't care if it's a walk-in and you run. If it, you know, it's the concept of, are you going to work out in the shoe? Yeah, it feels good. Okay, well then just know that you might have an easier probability of rolling your ankle in this shoe.
Right.
Or, you know, there's not as much padding at the bottom, so you might get, you know, sore heels after a while. Just know that, but if you're going to work out in it, and it's going to encourage you to go work out, then buy the shoe.
Right, right. Because, I mean, if you get sore heels, that's actually, in my mind, a good thing, because then that's a sign, hey, you're doing something wrong, learn to run right.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Problem solved. So moving up the body, let's talk about socks real quick. I'm a big fan of socks.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sometimes you wear the long sock, Tyler, to work out. I am such a fan of the short sock, it's not even funny.
I enjoy the short sock as well. I used to wear the long socks just so that I wouldn't have to do laundry. I already had the long socks on, so uh-huh. I would, you know, I wear long socks when I wear jeans. I don't know why, that's just, it's more comfortable to me. So if I was wearing jeans that day and I'm getting a late workout, I'll just keep the same socks I have on.
Uh-huh.
So that's when the long socks come on. But I'm the exact same with you, is I prefer the short sock.
Like, and that's purely fashion.
Oh yeah.
But I don't like it when people wear the long sock.
It's weird.
Especially if they're wearing shorts.
It's weird to me.
Yeah.
It kind of gives me a weird, creepy vibe.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about pants and shorts real quick.
Okay.
So what are some no-nos? What are some yeses?
I'm a fan of like basketball shorts. I guess you would just call them gym shorts.
Well, there's definitely a difference between basketball shorts and gym shorts.
Okay, I just like any kind of short. I think these are and ones or something like that. Shorts that I have, they're basketball shorts, but in that I like them that they come to my knee.
Those are gym shorts. Those are basketball. Basketball shorts don't have pockets.
Okay, yeah, these are gym shorts then. But I like that it comes to my knee, not past it. Sometimes, right. And I don't sag in my shorts, but sometimes people wear the past their knee, and I just feel like you're looking to get hurt.
Right.
Like, that's going to get caught up on something.
Right. Yeah, there definitely is a concern if everything you're wearing is a little too baggy, like, that is a concern, or if things are too tight, that's also a visual concern, because you're going to be showing things off that you probably shouldn't be showing off. I used to date a volleyball player,
mm-hmm.
and all volleyball players I've ever known, they all wear the spandex to play volleyball, but they also wear the spandex to go work out.
Yeah.
It's, which freaks me out. It's like, wait, that's your athletic stuff. I'm not going to wear my rugby shorts, which come up to mid-thigh to work out in.
No.
I'm going to wear normal shorts to work out in.
And, yeah, there's, you know, spandex, and there's the yoga pants that are sometimes tighter than need to be at times. Spandex, I'm okay with if you're fit. I have this huge pet peeve about spandex. I feel like they at most should only come in a size medium. Like, there should never be a large or extra large or XXX spandex. Because you shouldn't be wearing them if you have that.
Typically, yes.
I should never be wearing spandex. I don't think that I should.
No. I've worn it
maybe
before.
Biker shorts if I decide to bike.
I wore spandex to some volleyball spandex to a volleyball game once.
How was that?
It hurt.
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
It was one of my friends, her pair.
Oh,
oh!
I'm sure that was
my CO Jones were not feeling good. And then, like, we were saying, like, I'm a big fan of the yoga pants. I think those are very versatile for women. And for guys, as lame as it sounds, I'm a big fan of the Lululemon shorts. I think they're fantastic for working out in. They're, they've got, like, the underlayer for, like, in woven underwear, which is kind of nice. Oh, okay. And then they just look good, and they fit well. They come right before your knee, and they, I mean, they're very mobile.
You want something that's, you know, breathable, that lightweight, kind of can move with you.
Not, right.
You know, where jeans, you kind of have to move it. It doesn't move with you.
Right.
Same with, like, I've seen a guy that wears, like, Dickies.
Oh, that bothers
those,
me.
That, you know, like, that's just kind of like, that's not really going to help anything.
Right.
So, when you go to the gym, you look at people and you go, wow, that person looks weird. I'm not a fan of if it's mid-thigh or higher shorts. Even on girls, I feel like there's a class where it's like, hey, I can see your butt.
Right. You know what? There are certain people who just come in to run. They wear the track shorts that are really short. And I'm okay with that because that's their activity and all they're doing is running on the treadmill.
Yeah, and I don't have to look at their butt in a squat.
Exactly. It does bother me when after they run, they come over there and do some work, but whatever. Moving on, just for a quick note, underwear, wear it.
Sure. Wear it and whatever is supportive.
Right.
And whatever. That's for girls too.
Right.
My favorite, and I mean this in like a
sarcastic,
wow, you're weird, is when girls like wear like just normal bras.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just, wow, that can't be comfortable. Like, I mean, I've never worn a bra, shocker, but I just would think if I was going to work out, I would get an athletic bra, sports
right.
bra of some kind.
Right.
So.
There's a person who works out in our gym, and she wears her regular lacy bra
then
a sports bra, and that's it.
Spectacular.
It's one of those things, like, and she has that body where she probably shouldn't be wearing that, like, showing off that much skin, like, midriff-wise.
Okay.
So.
That's kind of, okay, so moving up to the tops and stuff, if wear a sports bra, but I feel like you should also wear a top.
Absolutely.
A shirt of some kind.
Unless your sport calls for it, or activity
calls
for it.
But I'm saying in the gym, working out,
yeah,
I don't see where you should.
There's really no need for it, unless you're playing racquetball or yoga class, you know, or like a Bikram, like a hot yoga class. There's no need to wear just a sports bra.
Oh, the funniest thing was when we took that spin class, the one time I took that spin class with you, and
uh-huh.
I was sitting there, you know, going, we're spinning, doing our bicycling, pedaling, and the girl in front of me got hot, and so she took off her shirt. I was like,
what are we doing? Yeah.
What?
Is
it okay if I take off mine? Like,
right.
I'm dying over here in sweat. She's taking off her shirt, can I take off mine, or is that sexual harassment? Like,
right.
What's going on?
Right. That is kind of a funny double standard, but I guess, you know, they're still technically clothed because you can't see the nipples, because that's really what we care about is the nipple.
It was just one of those crazy concepts where I was like, wow, you feel that comfortable with a bunch of strangers just to take off your shirt. Okay, cool.
Fracks me up. And she was a spin instructor, too.
Oh, was she?
Yep.
Okay. She wasn't our instructor.
No,
but, like,
but she was another spin instructor because I remember, she had some work done.
Oh, okay.
Remember that? I think that's what we're talking about, the same person.
Uh-huh.
So that's a bit huge. Now, there's also for guys. Guys typically wear most people just wear t-shirts.
I wear a t-shirt, but lately, because it's been really cold,
uh-huh.
I've been wearing a sweatshirt or like a Henley on top, like a long sleeve, like jersey type material on top, just because I've been cold.
Right.
And that's just because I've been cold.
Yeah. You can also get the Champion or the Lululemon or the Under Armour stuff. And those are great if you want to look a little bit more stylish or if you care about sweat wicking. Those things dry off like no other. It's really quick, which is kind of nice. So you're not drenched in sweat as much.
What's your preference on t-shirt fit?
I prefer it a little baggier than not baggy, and here's my reasoning. If you're doing an overhead press and your shirt is tight, it's going to ride up to your rib cage. If you're wearing a shirt that's a little baggy, it's just going to ride up to your waist.
I agree. Or it should fit you. It shouldn't be tight. Like, I've fluctuated in weight, so I have shirts that are quite tight.
Right.
And those ones I also find give me, like, a rash under my armpit
mm-hmm.
because they're so tight after I work out in them. So I actually cut the holes out of them. Like, I cut the sleeves off of them,
uh-huh.
and I made them my boxing shirts okay. because I don't like to box with sleeves because my arms are moving so fast that any shirt chafes weird.
Okay. Nice. I went and did some boxing the other day.
Okay.
Felt good. I brought my wraps, too.
Good.
Because my gym, we have a heavy bag with no wraps, which is frustrating because I see people on there all the time. Just, I guess I'm going to box today.
Yeah, it's...
And I'm going to just put on some gloves and throw at the heavy bag.
At my work, I got a free till the 23rd at the UFC gym.
Oh.
Thing. So I think I'm going to go over there.
Nice.
Probably maybe Friday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm thinking once things get settled at the new job, I'm going to take up some Muay Thai.
Okay.
Because I think that's a cool martial art. Rounding it out, accessories. The only watch you should be wearing is a heart rate monitor.
Or jewelry in any kind.
Jewelry, earrings, necklaces, don't wear it.
I get, you know, wedding rings. I get that. But even that, I feel like you could either A, break it, or it could cut off circulation because your hands do swell while working out. And so jewelry, and I mean, earrings, whatever. But right.
But no hoops.
Oh, yeah. It cracks me up when I see, like, bling at a gym.
Yeah. It's kind of entertaining. Oh, yeah, just be mindful. Play around with it as far as your ring goes if you're married. But if you're not married, just take off all the rings. You don't need them. Take off the earrings. Take off the face jewelry if you have that. It's just not necessary on the gym. Because, I mean, it poses a danger. Because there's a lot of moving parts.
Uh-huh.
If someone swings by your face, catches onto it, ta-da, you just have a massive wound in your face.
For sure. Your thoughts on headwear?
Headwear, I'm okay with beanies. I'm okay with ball caps.
I don't see what they do. I think that they're purely for visual.
Right.
You like them, but or keeping warm if it's a beanie. But
right,
I don't. They're not gonna not do anything.
Right. Sometimes I'll wear it if I have a bad hair day. You know, which is so rare. You know.
I don't have bad hair days.
Right. Tyler has a shaved head. I have a massive mop of hair, which is getting cut in the next day or two.
Okay.
I'm gonna hack it off.
You should probably hack it off sooner than later before we go to Costa Rica so that you can get a haircut right before.
True. Cool. Anything else?
In the clothing department, stay warm.
Yeah, it's better to be a little bit warmer than cool.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is something that I'm gonna just throw this out there because the cool made me think about it. Women, watch out for your nipples. Like, it is, you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
It's like, it's that concept of, and don't wear makeup, that's a waste of time. But yeah. It's that concept of, okay, if you have your high beams on, I'm gonna look. Like.
Right.
It's like a
deer caught in the headlights.
It draws attention. And I don't know if it's so much of something that you can help out, or maybe, like, get a different sports bra.
Right.
Or what? Some people.
Maybe
if
that's...
I have a tight shirt and I get cold, you can see my nipples. I get that. Maybe a less tighter shirt with the sports bra. I don't know.
Whatever it is.
I'm just trying to convey that you're going to be getting maybe some more attention.
Unwanted attention.
That you might not want.
Right. Okay. So that's. I mean, and then for guys, this is my pet peeve with men. Never. If I see you, and I know you listen to
I'm
us.
I'm surprised you didn't bring that up earlier.
I forgot. And if I see you wearing this, the tank tops that go down to your waist, that are the whole loop, all it is pretty much is two pieces of fabric being held at the top and bottom.
It's like a weird poncho.
Yeah, it's pretty much a poncho. I will punch you in the face. I hate that crap. Oh my gosh, it makes me so mad. The good thing is that most people who wear them are douchebags anyway. So I wouldn't feel bad in hitting someone who wore that. Gosh, that makes me mad. It's like you're, because then I can see it's like I can see your nipples. I can see,
yeah, it's weird.
It's like you're showing everything off, and I just don't like it.
And I, because the armpit sweat, I don't feel like it does anything to protect anything else. Like,
yeah,
it bugs me if they have that and they don't wipe down their equipment.
Oh, and typically they won't.
No,
because they are of the douchebag variety. So, and oh, I've come to the conclusion there are two kinds of douchebags.
Oh.
Then this may not be polite conversation, maybe, because I was listening to Loveline last night, and Mayhem was on it, the fighter, and he's the douchebag that I like. There's the likable douchebags who are just so, have so much energy and whatever, and they just kind of do whatever the hell they want, and blah, 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 and they just go and go and go. I kind of like those kind of douchebags.
Because you can deal with them, like, and you can know where they're coming from.
Exactly, and it's like, it's who they are, and it's not this persona they're putting on. Douchebags that I don't like are the guys who are just like, you know, the rat guys, pretty much.
Yeah, or this is going to be semi-racist, but, like, the Guidos.
Yeah, I haven't really ran into them.
The people that basically, like, wear cologne to go work out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's kind of funny to me.
See, my Persian brethren, we do that frequently. I don't, but my Persian brothers, you know where we're coming from. So, yeah, don't wear anything too smelly to the gym either. That's just distracting.
Oh, yeah.
Smells in either direction are not good. If it smells too good, distracting. If it smells too bad, distracting. So don't smell at all.
I agree.
Very cool. So we're gonna bounce out for today.
Tupac. I don't know why.
Tupac for life. Tyler, are you gonna take us out?
We'll go with Shaw.
Nice little Shaw. We'll be back with you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend, and we will talk to you then. Peace.